Paul.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, with the sale of Philippe Coutinho, lots of reports yesterday that maybe Liverpool might try and push through the deal for Naby Keita a bit quicker. Of course, he's already signed on as a Liverpool player from this summer, but could it be that he could turn up in this month? Let's have a chat with the Hoffenheim scout and former keeper as well, Lutz Pfannenstiel. Morning to you, Lutz.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Very good, great to talk with you again. Just give us an idea of Naby Keita's season so far since that deal was secured to take him to Liverpool this summer.
Yeah, I mean, in general, you have to say about him, you know, he's a wonderful player, definitely a player which will help Liverpool in the future. He had a bit of a tough last 6 months because he had, I would say, a few red cards. Also, which comes with his way of playing, you know, he's very aggressive defensively. But in general, one of these guys which is made for English football, the typical box-to-box player, very intelligent player, and I think you can't really compare him to Coutinho. Different kind of player with a different style. But on the long term, I think definitely one of these guys which will rock the Premier League.
I suppose it's impossible to find a like-for-like for Philippe Coutinho, isn't it?
Yeah, very difficult. I mean, you're looking at the price tag, looking at the way he played. I think it's very difficult to find a substitute, especially in the winter break. You know, normally you get the players which are not playing too much, or you're paying an unbelievable amount of money for these guys. So I don't think there is anybody right now on the market which could fill that gap one-to-one.
Were you surprised with the amount of money that Barcelona paid for Coutinho?
Well, looking what they paid for Dembele to Borussia Dortmund, it's not really surprising because they just spent the money they got for Neymar. In the end of the day, yeah, is it a little bit overpriced? I think at the moment, most transfers are overpriced. I don't think human beings are worth that amount of money just to play football.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. So I think you could feed half of Africa with that money they spent for Coutinho. But that's the way football develops, unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it. So it's very, very normal that big clubs like Manchester United, like Liverpool, like Chelsea, like Man City, that they do spend that money because in the Premier League, well, it's the most watched football league in the world. It's probably also, together with the Bundesliga, the best football league in the world. So it's very normal that the money is actually getting spent.
Is the German market moving to this extent, Lutz?
No, you can't really compare the German market with the English Premier League. The money which is spent here is just a margin, you know, of that what is possible in the English Premier League. Of course, you have the teams like Bayern Munich, which can roughly play in that league, maybe also Borussia Dortmund, but that's already more like second string. Like these 5-6 clubs, the money they spend in England, that's in German relations, unbelievable and impossible.
Absolutely. Back to Naby Keita then. Has he been one of those who's managed to just get his head down since he knew he was going to Liverpool Football Club? Or has been life, has his head been turned, if you like? Is he anxious to get here quickly?
No, I think he's a very professional football player. You know, he's still very young. I think when he came over from Africa to Salzburg, to Red Bull Salzburg, he really learned his kind of like European football mind as well. And I think he really wants to finish this season with RB Leipzig on a high. So he will put in 100%. He does that. When I spoke with you before, they did a tough season so far. I talked more about that his way of playing is sometimes a little bit overmotivated. He always wants to win. So he tends to come in a little bit hard, and that's where he got caught a few times this season. But when he was on the field, looking at the table, looking at his performances, then he's still one of the top players in the Bundesliga.
So is it fair enough to say that RB Leipzig will not entertain any conversation to bring him to Anfield earlier?
You know, now we're talking about RB Leipzig, which is not short of money, which don't find it necessary to let a player go like him before. I think for them, reaching the Champions League last year was a big sensation. If you don't know the story that well, because if you really looking at RB Leipzig, it was clear that they want to challenge with the big boys in German football. So I don't think that they will actually go for the call from Liverpool because they want to reach the Champions League again. And Keita is such an influential player, such an important player, that they can't really say, no, we let him go because we're getting a few more millions. I think they would risk the season, they would risk the success. And especially the sports director, Ralf Rangnick, which is a guy who only wants to win. You know, he doesn't know losing, he hates losing. So for him to actually take that risk, I'm pretty sure that Liverpool will have a very, very tough time to do that deal earlier than they wanted.
He would be cup-tied in the Champions League anyway, but RB Leipzig have actually dropped into the Europa League, haven't they? Has that been seen as a little bit of a failure for them? Would they have expected to stay in the Champions League into the knockouts?
Yeah, I think they did have a good chance to stay there, but unfortunately the group was a little bit tough. They dropped a few points where I think it was more like a lack of international experience, not a lack of quality. And that was probably one of the reasons for that.
Some other players on the making headlines. Emre Can, of course, and I don't know how it's been reported over there, but of course back here, the expectation is that he just leaves the football club in the summer and pursues maybe a challenge at the likes of Juventus. Has there been much sort of detail given in the German press about Emre Can's intentions or state of mind, Lutz?
No, not really. I mean, I think that people do follow Emre Can, of course, over here, but they still see him as a very big part of the Liverpool game. So, of course, it was the rumour that he might leave on a free transfer in the summer. Another thing where I think, actually, for Liverpool, they would really have to try and stretch themselves to keep a player like him at Anfield because he was influential, especially since Jurgen Klopp took over. But again, you never know. You know, lots of the young players, they need a bit of a fresh air, change of walls, I would say, and sometimes actually go for that move. But I still believe that Liverpool will have a chance to keep him there.
Ah, right. So you don't think that story's over?
No, it's not over till the fat lady sings. That's what English people always tell me. So I still believe that it might could work out. But of course, looking at a team like Juventus, you know, he also plays together with Sene Khedira in the German national team. So obviously they talk about that kind of things, and Juventus, well, basically always wins the Italian league. They're always a challenger in the Champions League, so you never know. I think to go from Juve to Liverpool or from Liverpool to Juve, you can't really make a mistake because it's two of the biggest teams in the world.
And how much have you had a chance to keep tabs on Loris Karius in the appearances he's had to make for Liverpool? Of course, he moved from Mainz, didn't he? So he had that experience in Germany. For Liverpool, he's not quite grabbed the goalkeeper's gloves and kept them, but he's had a bit more time on the pitch recently. Have you managed to watch some of his performances, and what do you make of him?
Well, actually, I was lucky enough to do the commentary for the game on Friday against Everton. So I did see him in very, very detail again for 90 minutes. And I believe that Karius still have everything to become a top goalkeeper. Unfortunately, he didn't get the playing time yet. He was a bit unlucky in a few of his performances early when he came over there. But also looking at Mignolet, I mean, you know, I have a very strong opinion about Mignolet. I think he's a good goalkeeper, but he does make the occasional blunder. And I think that Karius is probably, for me, the more reliable goalkeeper. Even though Mignolet, if he had his day, he probably saves everything and is unbeatable. Karius, on the other side, is more a goalkeeper which doesn't make that many mistakes. He's more, for me, more stable, more solid. But look, I saw him play in this brilliant season he had in Mainz, where he was one of the best goalkeepers in Germany. And then going from Mainz, which is a reasonable small club, to a giant like Liverpool, of course, it's a different story. It's different pressure when the cop starts to sing. And you make a mistake, well, probably some of the goalkeepers, they're getting a little bit worried. But I still believe that he has everything to maybe actually grab his chance and fight for his place. And I hope that Liverpool is not bringing in the near future another goalkeeper, so Karius will get his chance.
It's fascinating stuff, isn't it? Lutz, thank you very much for your time, and great to catch up with you.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.